Almost Maine is a play about falling in and out of love on a cold and clear winter night in a small town way up north. On Friday, the play will premiere at Chattanooga Theater Center, running through February 21st. Scott Dunlap is CTC's Director of Productions and the director of Almost Maine. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us more about Almost Maine.
Almost Maine is a comedy written by John Cariani. I don't know exactly how old it is. We did it at the Theater Center about 11 years ago. I directed it then, and I have a personal connection with it in that I'm actually friends with the author as well. In the time since we last did it, though, it has become one of the most performed plays on the planet, pretty much, and has unseated Shakespeare as far as one of the most performed plays in high schools. It's a comedy about the residents of a small town called Almost Maine, which is a fictional town in Maine. There are 9 different scenes, and they're all happening on the same night at the same time.
And when we say at the same time, we're talking about a span of about 10 minutes.
Yes, each scene is about 10 minutes long. Each scene has a twist or a turn, sort of a M. Night Shyamalan twist to it, that something magical is happening in this town to all of these residents.
And some of these twists are happy, and some of them are something else.
Yes, I mean, some of them are not as typically happy, but people are able to move on, so to speak, from their relationships. But yeah, each scene is about a different couple. Some are realizing they're a couple for the first time. Some people are finding love after years of thinking that they won't have love. And then some people are ending their relationships. So each one has a different take around love and what it means.
All of these vignettes are taking place within a 10-minute span on the same night in the same small town in Maine. We're talking Northern Lights. We're talking magical realism.
Exactly. And I love magical realism. It's so much fun. And it's a nice surprise for the audience to kind of see these unexpected twists and turns.
And as you were saying, it has become so popular in high schools that it has surpassed Shakespeare. When we say it has surpassed Shakespeare in performances by high schools in this day and age, we're talking about surpassing A Midsummer Night's Dream.
That's correct. And the other thing is you also have to realize that Shakespeare is free to produce. So, you know, this is not. So that's a pretty hefty accomplishment, really.
What insights did you bring to this production, knowing the author as you do?
Well, John and I performed in summer theater, Mount Holyoke College, about, oh gosh, many, many, many years ago, 91, 92, somewhere in there. And he is a very unique individual. He's as unique as the play. He has a very unique insight. He's very funny. He's just someone that, like, even then, you knew that he was destined for something else. A lot of times people sort of have this mark on them that they're just unique enough that something different and unique is going to happen to them in their lives. He has such a quirky sense of humor. He's so funny. He loves to laugh. He loves to surprise people. He does see things in a totally different way than most people. So that is a huge part of the play. And knowing that about his personality, knowing even his speech pattern, he's very quick-witted, very rapid fire, very kind, but also very truthful, like sometimes in a way that can be almost painful because he doesn't realize that, oh, wait, I'm saying something that might hurt someone's feelings. All of those things really do help understand the cadence of the characters in the play and the humor and where it comes from. A lot of people in the play have very similar philosophies of saying things that could be seen as being unkind if you didn't understand the intent. Do you know what I mean?
And this is taking place in time for Valentine's Day, but also as you are practicing social distancing and other necessary measures there at CTC because of the pandemic.
Correct. This is one of those plays that when we were looking for plays way back in June and July, what could we do? Almost Maine came up. And at that time, I said, there's just no way. The actors would have to kiss each other. There's hugging. There's the interaction of couples. There's no way that we can do it. In the meantime, John had a book published, a young adult novel version of Almost Maine. And he sent me a copy. And when I received it, I started reading the book. And I thought, there might be a way for us to do this. There could be a way if we could introduce real couples into scenes that actually required them to be able to interact without social distancing, then those people could kiss and hug and be maskless without worry for the audience or for the actors themselves. And then there are several scenes in which the people don't have to interact in the same way. There's one scene where people fall in love, and they literally fall in love, quite literally fall in love, and they don't have to be anywhere near each other. We actually have them about 15 feet apart when it happens. So it suddenly started to dawn on me that there might be a way to make this work. The main thing is we just needed couples to audition. And luckily we had four great couples come forward who wanted to do this. And I think it's been a really interesting experience for them as well. It's a unique opportunity to act opposite someone who knows when you're acting, can tell when you don't mean what you say.
Where can people go online for more information? Where can they call?
You can call our Theater Center box office at 423-267-8534. And you can visit our website, which is theatercenter.com. Theater is R-E and center is R-E.
All right. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.